We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As far as feeling good goes, it doesn't get much better than when you are in a new relationship and you have all the feelings. They're all floating around. There's butterflies in your stomach. The dopamine is just coursing through your veins. You are on top of the world.
Your cheeks are broken because you're smiling so much.
But you got to slow your roll. It's Team PXY. Stop. On 98 PXY. It's Corey James, Breezy. Look, I do this to protect you, Breeze.
Okay.
So Breeze is falling for someone quite quickly. We're on what? Do we have date two over the weekend?
Yeah. We're in love.
Okay. All right. You need to just...
Corey, I'm so
the brakes.
Happy.
I know you're happy, and that's great. And you should definitely embrace the happiness, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just telling you, as someone who's a little older, as someone who's a little wiser...
I'm so sick of that line.
Well, it's true. That's probably why you're sick of it, because I'm about to bestow some more wisdom to you.
Okay, fine. Say what you need to say.
I'm just saying.
But I'm like blacked out right now. I'm literally blacked out.
I've just seen this story play out, not only with my friends, but with myself, you know, back in the day, where you start dating somebody new and you are immediately convinced they're the one, we're going to get married right off the bat.
Right.
Right. You're probably thinking about it like halfway through the first date. Like they're perfect.
I was.
Yeah.
Okay. I was.
Okay. You need to realize that this is not love. This is not love. This is lust. There's a difference.
What? There's no difference.
There's a big difference. In the beginning of a relationship, it's more lust than actual love because you don't really know this person quite yet.
Not yet.
Exactly.
But.
So, you know, a lot of things can happen where you kind of trick yourself into the idea, right? And what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for disaster.
What?
One of two ways.
Okay.
Hear me out.
I'm listening. But I'm also blacked out. So
can I get a little confirmation as well? Because I've been telling this to Breezy ever since the end of last week, and I get an eye roll response every time. I say, slow down, pump the brakes. Call PXY Safe text line at 69822 or 222-9800. Because one of two things will happen. Well, one of three things. Three things is you're right, and you're going to marry this person, and you guys are going to be in love and happy forever. Okay.
Okay.
That's one possibility.
That's probably the first. Yeah,
that's the
probably
most.
Probably gonna go with that one.
That's the statistically, if we're talking about numbers, that's the least likely of these two to happen.
That's great.
So okay. the other one is that you just completely set yourself up for some heartbreak because things don't work out.
Why are you going into a relationship thinking it's going to fail? Why would you even put that thought in your head? Blah blah blah. You always say that to me.
Yeah, but in this instance. Again, I'm not saying think it's going to fail. I'm not saying that you should expect it to fail even. I'm just saying slow down.
I don't know. Because
here's the other thing. Here's the other thing that happens. It's very, very dangerous. Is you create this idea in your mind of this person who you don't really know quite that well yet.
Right.
And then as the relationship progresses and you begin to learn more about them, and with learning more about them, you'll learn things about them that you're gonna love about them, and that's great. But you're also gonna find stuff that maybe you don't love, those things that annoy you. And when you compare who they are as an actual person up against this idea that you've built in your head, it's not fair to them. It's not fair to have this idea created because they're not gonna be able to live up to it, and then it's gonna end again in disappointment.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Does this make sense? Am I a Debbie Downer? Like, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm happy for you.
When
and
I
all.
Talked to, yeah, you seem, you seem ecstatic. You seem over the moon for me.
Yeah.
When I told you guys, you and Devin's about this at our desk on Friday, Devin's was like, "Go for it, full send, let's go, baby, yes." And you go, "I don't know about all this." It's like the devil and the angel on my shoulders.
But who's the devil and who's the angel in this situation?
I can't tell yet. I just can't tell quite yet. I'm an all all gas, no brakes kind of gal, Corey.
Yeah, that's what worries me.
I don't really know how to just dip my toe into situations. I'm a cannonballer.
Don't use that against me. This is a different situation.
Why?
I'm not saying.
So what do you think I should do?
Just maybe cool it with the we're gonna get married ideas.
We're not dating.
Yeah, and you're already talking about how you're gonna get married. You're not even like in a real relationship yet.
Yet. But there has to be rules and boundaries. Okay, let's on the record right here, live on the radio. What should my number be of like dates before we?
Before you're convinced you're gonna get married?
No, before we actually start like dating and we're like official and we're.
Oh,
full blown.
I don't think there's necessarily a number on that. And look, I'm not even saying don't date this girl. I'm saying just have maybe some more realistic expectations. Yeah,
Club
I see
PXY.
The text. Yeah,
Club PXY, say text line 69822. Yeah, girl, yeah, talk to your single friends or your just dating friends. Corey is sounding like a terrible advice giver.
What?
Terrible.
Everyone has been through this in their life before where it's the burn bright and fade out fast situation,
I don't
right?
I hear this from you, Corey. When I was your intern.
Okay, yeah.
And you met St. Courtney.
Uh-huh.
You guys did the exact same thing. You just went on one date and then were never apart ever after that.
Yeah, but I wasn't spouting around the office, oh, we're going to get married. It's been two freaking dates.
Okay, so I'm a tad dramatic. But yes! That's a personal issue. That's a personal problem. I just
And yes, thankfully that worked out for me, but there was many times in the past where it went the other way. And this is again when it comes down to statistics, all right? Statistically,
I'm not math not for me. Not for me. I don't care. Numbers. I don't care.
Come on. All right. Is this terrible advice for me or am I
just happy. My heart has literally exploded into a million pieces. It's literally shattered across 490. I just can't even deal right now.
Lord.
Just be happy for me.
I'm nervous. I'm honestly more nervous for you than I am happy.
But here's the situation.
Yeah.
You'll never meet this person.
Well, this is true. Yeah,
so it doesn't matter.
There's also that.
You'll never, ever meet her. Never.
Even at the wedding?
No. You're going to wear a paper sack over your head.
I'm banned. I'm not allowed to go now. Oh, great. Excellent. 222-9800. Brady from Henrietta. Okay. Can you jump in here? Am I giving solid advice to Breezy or am I just being a Debbie Downer like some of the texters are saying?
I think you're just looking out for her, to be completely honest.
Thank you.
Why, Brady? Because Corey's like a big brother.
No, because I've been in the same situation as you, Breezy.
Really?
Yes, I have.
Like a full send kind of thing?
I've jumped the gun on a lot of things, and it hasn't really worked out in my favor. So,
Brady, tell me how you felt doing all of that. Like, what were the feelings that you were feeling, and what were your friends saying to you?
Be honest, they said it was like the honeymoon phase.
Yep, okay. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, you need to really, truly get to know this person. And if these feelings continue as you get to know them, then awesome. Then ride it, right? Then just all in. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I've just seen too many examples personally and too many examples with friends of mine where this is kind of the beginning and this is going to last for a very short time and it's going to end very quickly. And I hate to put that thought in your head. I'm just
No. You're absolutely right. Just be cautious.
I feel genuinely attacked.
No.
It's not an attack.
We're just here to ensure that you're happy. We don't want to see you get hurt.
Okay, Brady.
Because the high you're on right now, it's life's about balance, right? Life's about karma, and the low that can quickly turn into is a tough one.
An obsessive personality, though.
Yeah, again, this is all why I'm worried. This is all the reasons that I'm just trying to guide you a little bit here.
So, Brady, where are you at right now in your relationships?
Right now, I am just focusing on my job right now. I haven't found that anyone yet.
Okay.
It happens when you least expect it, Brady.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for calling in. I'm glad someone's got my back on this.
He also has mine too, though.
Yeah, again, Breezy, just be very careful.
Okay.
Be careful.
Proceed with caution.
Yeah, sorry, Brady. Thanks for calling in, man. Have a great week.
Yep, you too.
Later. Bye.
See? It's looking out for you, Breeze.
Corey, just relax. How about you pump the brakes? How about that
one? On what? What am I pumping the brakes on?
Just your advice and all your weird crystal ball stuff. Just pump the brakes, would you?
Okay. We'll revisit this.
Okay.
Coming Coming up on Team PXY.
All right, enough about you and your relationships.
I'm done.
Let's turn the tables here.
Genuinely sweating.
And focus on the terribleness of dating in 2019. Oh, wait, that probably should make you feel great.
Corey, enough. I'm done. Team PXY Bad Dates is underway.
Yeah, every single Monday we love to hear your disaster date stories. You can always reach out to us, by the way. On Instagram, Facebook, whatever, smoke signal, send us a letter. I don't know.
Send us a raven.
David said he went on one of the most bizarre dates of his life over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all because of one particular behavior from his date that kept happening over and over and over again. We'll talk to him coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.